What is up? My name is Kevin Wu. I'm an online fitness coach who helps men in their 20s lose weight and get abs for the first time through mindset, nutrition, and training. That's enough about me. Let's get right into today's episode.
Hey, what's going on? Welcome to Lived Inspired Podcast. Today, I go over four topics my clients requested. It's a little Q&A for you guys. How to overcome negative feelings when you can't seem to get in the habit of working out. I actually talk about how to get into the habit of working out because believe me, I struggled. Two is lifting gear. When is it useful? When is it not? Should you use it? Three is the morning routine. What is my morning routine? Can it help? And last but not least, recommendations for replacing exercise due to injury or your equipment being used in your gym because it's 5 p.m., everything is taken and can't get anything. So listen up because I'm going to teach you all of this.
Let's go talk about the first one itself. So overcoming negative feelings when you can't seem to get in the habit of working out. Now, I always think about the prefacing fact of, let's just say, if you get into the habit of working out, I like to look at that better. Like, what can we do into getting the habit of working out? Or I probably rephrase that pretty bad. But how can we get into the habit of working out rather than how to overcome the negative feelings, right? Because I'd rather prevent that or get into the habit of working out and make it easier than actually overcoming those negative feelings, because that's like, you know, getting diabetes and then using insulin versus like preventing that, you know, like, you know, doing your exercise, eating healthy, you can prevent that in the aspect. So I'd rather think about it in the first way, which is, you know, better in that aspect. So I believe some of you guys might have a hard time getting to habit of working out. Not all of you. Some of you guys don't. I personally do not anymore. But when I very first started working out, I absolutely had the hardest time getting to habit of working out. I remember the first time I actually quit. This is when I was like 12. Okay. I had a 5-pound dumbbell and I curled it because I literally all I could use. And I did like 10 reps and like for three sets, like I had a 5-pound dumbbell. It's only exercise I knew, probably only exercise, you know, when you're 12, but literally my arms hurt so freaking much the next day. Like I could not like lift them at all. I'm like, why the hell do people lift weights? Right. So I quit right there. And I probably jumped back into trying the weights again, like 3 months later. And then I still had a hard time because I pretty much went to the gym itself and I did like one set on every single machine. So one machine, next machine, next machine, next machine, next machine. So you guys might have done that in the past and don't recommend that, by the way. But yeah, I was so sore from that too as well. And then I was like, man, I don't even want to do anything else, right? And I just really had a hard time getting the habit of it. But I just kept forcing myself to go, right? Now, I believe one of the biggest things that kind of really helped me out, even though I was feeling all these ways, I'm like, why the hell do people work out? All you do is feel sore. Like, that's literally what I thought. I'm like, I see this as pointless. And obviously, you won't see the instant change right away, which is why I remember this is a popular Instagram video. I was kind of like circling around. It was like working out's one of the best things because like, if you work out one day, you won't really see a change. If you work out for a week, you won't see a change. Work for a month, maybe it's a little bit. But like, you know, continuing doing this every single day and then fast forward, like, I don't know, like a year, 5 years later, it's like, holy shit, like, look at me now, right? You see that all that buildup of those things you've done in the past. And like, that's delayed gratification that transfers over to a lot of areas of life. Now, getting to the habit of working out, honestly, I believe a big part of it is just the vision. Because if I didn't really have that vision of, let's just say, getting out of myself where I was, because I absolutely hated my body. All I saw was like bones literally just sticking out of me. And I just thought of all the names I didn't want to be called. It was like skinny, scrawny, toothpick, anorexic. And people were literally putting their thumb and their like index finger right around my wrist and most of my bicep too as well. So I would think about those feelings and how much I didn't want that. And I just wanted to do anything and everything I could to not be that way. Right. So that was a really strong, like, why, what I called it, right? Just getting out of that spot and never want to ever be called these names again. And also my brother calling me anorexic. That was like a little ticking point. And when I looked at Google and saw those photos, like what anorexic looked like I thought that's what my brother thought of me as. And honestly, that every time I went to work out, that's what I thought about. I'm like, I will not be called these names. I will not, you know, have my brother think about me in this way. I would not look like, I always flash back that image in my head when I was working out and I wanted to quit or those days I didn't want to go. And honestly, that really helped me out because having that strong reason why, or like strong enough, which is why like a lot of you guys, I ask like, why do you want to make these changes, right? And once you really kind of find out your why and just more, it's deeper than like, you know, I want to gain more confidence. Like, I, you know, like, what's truly that reason behind that confidence, right? For me, it was, yes, I want to gain more confidence when I, before I start working out. But the reason why was because, like, I never wanted to be seen, you know, that way by my brother being, you know, calling me anorexic, comparing myself to his images, but also, I guess, not really getting bullied, but getting called all these names. And, like, I was sick and tired of that so much. And I just didn't want to ever see myself as that ever again. Like, that was my deeper, strong reason why. And that's honestly how I really got into the habit of working out over there, is because every time I thought about, you know, like quitting, which was lots, or didn't want to work out, I thought about those things. But then over time, it's easier because, like, let's just say you roll the bowling down, fall down this hill. At first, it's going to be really easy to stop it. But if you guys, let's say, I don't know, went to the bottom of the hill and had that bowling ball come down, you guys probably want to move out of the way, right? Because that pretty hurt. It hurt quite a lot if you tried to stop it. But it's just building the momentum, right? So once you guys have the momentum, it's a lot easier to keep it going, which is why also too as well, like, I know for, like, even like tracking your macros or like getting to workout habits, when you guys have the momentum, I'm always on you guys to make sure you're getting those workouts done and keep doing it, because you guys already built up the momentum, right? If you stop that, it's gonna be hard to kind of start it up again. So that's why I'm always kind of on you guys to make sure that we keep up the momentum too as well, because it's a lot easier to keep up the momentum than rather just lose it, right? So that question over there, I know kind of didn't really talk about overcoming the negative feelings, because I don't want to look in that pre-frame. I want to look at it, how can we just get into that habit of working out? How can we make it part of your lifestyle? How can we do things so we don't have to look in that light? So if that makes sense over there, because if you guys just think about overcoming your negative feelings, you guys are already setting yourself up for, like, I would say failure in that sense, because you're like, okay, well, I can't get into the habit of working out. Okay, well, how can I just overcome it? Versus like, okay, how can I get into the habit of working out? Right, that's a lot more strong over there. So hopefully that answers that one for whoever answers that one, if they're here too as well. I can't recall the name, but when is lifting gear useful and when is it not? If anybody has any questions or comments or anything like that, just feel free to put it in the chat box too down below. And I will just be reading those ones too and going over those. Or you can just jump in, answer with Mike. All right, let's go talk about lifting gear, because lifting gear is something that I kind of abused before. As in, like, I would wear the belt all the time just so I could look like I have a smaller waist. I was like me when I was younger. I was like, I always wear, like, you guys probably seen them. It's like lifting belts over there. A lot of powerlifters wear them. A lot of other people wear them too as well. I used to wear them a lot just because I felt like my waist is smaller and it really accentuated my V taper. And I use it on curls. I use it on, like, shoulder press. I use it on lateral raise. I use everything, which you're not supposed to do, by the way. So when is it actually useful though? Let's talk about that. Okay. I would say lifting belts are very useful when you are deadlifting or barbell squatting. And I would say more towards like a certain weight when you guys get like heavier, right? So if you guys, let's just say you did 50% of like your one rep max, I don't know, one rep max might be like, I don't know, like 315 on deadlift, let's just say theoretically, you guys probably don't test it. And you guys are using, let's just say, like on like 175 pounds, you probably wouldn't use like the belt for that one. But I would say, like, let's say 70% or greater, you guys can use it. Use for heavier loads and learning how to use a belt. Wait, the full belt. Actually, I have one over here. Oh, prop it up. It's one of these things. All right. So you guys probably seen them, right? Weightlifting belt. It can help with deadlifts, barbell squats, or standing overhead presses. Those are generally three exercises that I would personally just use these for. Any other thing, just throw out of the way. You don't need them. I personally use it for bench too as well, just because I felt it a better brace and just kind of help like lift a tad more weight. It can maybe help you weight lift like 10% kind of more weight over there. And yeah, so Gabriel, using lifting belts when you feel it can keep going, 100% confident with the weight, especially on back injury. Yeah, absolutely. So that way, lifting belts can absolutely kind of help you out then, especially if you're not 100% confident over there with the kind of weight you're using, and gonna mentally too as well, if you feel more safe. Absolutely, man. So barbell squats, deadlifts, standing overhead presses, I recommend them more towards like 70% or greater. But now, let's just say if you guys are just doing 135 pounds on a barbell squat, just in general, period, probably don't need that one over there. If you guys are only 225, maybe you can start to add it in. Or deadlifts, you know, if you guys start doing like 275 or something like that, probably could start adding if you want to. Now, these are all not necessary by all means over there. you guys can or can't use them if you want to. And learning to use them at first, it might be a little bit different. What am I learning to use them? There's actually a specific way to breathe when you guys use the belts themselves. And if you guys want to learn about that, I could demonstrate to as well. Drop in the comments, I'll let you know, and I'll demonstrate. All right, wrist straps. Wrist straps are something I actually really recommend for pretty much almost everybody. So wrist straps are basically like something you put on the wrist, used for pulling movements. So your back movements, your lat pull downs, our chest support T-bar rows, bent over rows, or anything you row like that, or barbell shrugs. Just because your forearm muscles or your grip strength is probably not nearly as strong as your back, or at first maybe it is, but especially as you kind of start to lift more and more, your grip strength won't be able to be as strong as your back, and therefore you'll be limiting how much weight you can use. Also, this applies to like barbell remaining deadlifts, deadlifts themselves, and dumbbell remaining deadlifts. So when your limiting factor is not the muscle you're trying to target, aka let's just say your back muscles and your form gives out, then we should probably look at something to kind of help out with that. So that's where I use wrist straps over there, so you could just get over that curve itself. So wrist straps are definitely very useful, especially for pretty much all back movements and remaining deadlifts, barbell deadlifts, anything basically need to really grip and you feel like your hands are giving you over there. So highly recommend those. Pick them up at pretty much Amazon, local supplement store. They're probably like 15-20 bucks. Definitely recommend. All right, last lifting gear is knee sleeves. So I use these for a little short period of time itself. They get really smelly, I'll tell you that. If you guys ever use knee sleeves, like once you wear them like once, they get really smelly. So I'll let you guys know that. But knee sleeves, I personally don't really use them much anymore. You could use them as cells, especially if you guys, let's say, have quote unquote like bad knees, like you get more achy kind of knees in that sense, or if it's like winter time, more cold, because when it's more colder, you're gonna have a harder time like warming up that kind of knee joint over there. And the whole point of knee sleeves is to make like your knees and those joints more warm, so you could like probably lift a tad bit more kind of weight because of more of the compression, but also kind of help with the safety kind of aspect because it makes the knee joint a little bit more warm over there in that sense. So if you guys, let's just say, do anything less than 6 reps, really going heavy over weights, they might kind of benefit you over there. I personally don't use them anymore. You guys could use them if you really do want to. So hopefully it kind of covers a little bit more about gear. If you want me to dive more about like lifting gear, just let me know over there. Probably let you know if you guys should use them or should not. It's kind of personal based use, based off circumstance. So Gabriel, I would absolutely use the lifting belt just based off your kind of circumstance and your confidence level over there and just due to your back injury. So definitely recommend that one. All right. Any questions on lifting gear? Let me know. Drop it in the chat. Has anybody actually used any of these, by the way? Wrist straps or belts or knee sleeves? Just let me know in the comments. Let me know which one you guys use too as well in that kind of aspect. All right. Someone joining in. All right. Use knee sleeves almost daily. I know y'all, yeah. I mean, for you lift a lot, I know. And you probably have a lot of wear and tear on that knee too. So probably help you out. All right, wrist straps. Yes. I would absolutely recommend the wrist straps over there, Gabriel. All right. So, morning routine. Morning routine. What is a morning routine? First of all, can I explain what mine is? Basically, morning routine is the second you get up, what are the things you kind of do up to a certain point, I guess, because it wouldn't be like 6 a.m. to 12 p.m. Crossing over noon. Is basically I have like a set things of do. I always do exactly in this order. And the whole point of like a morning routine is kind of like set your day up for success and kind of have like that same thing, right? So it's because as humans, we're kind of programmed for routine, right? Doing the same things kind of over and over again. And that's why going back to the first point, when trying to get in the habit of working out, when we never worked out before, is hard because it's not part of a routine. Right. So kind of bringing this back forth, the whole morning routine kind of relates in this aspect. It's going to help program you to do things, right? Whether that's just going to work, because like some of you guys, maybe just like my girlfriend, literally all she does is wakes up last minute, hits the alarm like 4 times for a snooze button and literally gets out of bed and goes to work. Like that's literally it. But me, I actually have a full morning routine over here. I personally, first thing I do, second I wake up, I will obviously hit my alarm and stop the alarm, but I don't hit snooze. I don't think I've ever hit snooze in like 5 years. But first thing I do is I take my shot, which is lemon juice, apple cider, and greens, glutamine, creatine, to make sure I get them all in there right away, so I don't forget for the rest of the day. Also, an empty stomach is great. Probiotics, I take that first thing in the morning, fasted too as well. That's literally the first thing I do. I make that little shake over there, take that. Then I write down my goals on this one. So whether that's like my fitness goals, health goals, or relationship goals, or finance goals, I write them all down over here. Down like different ones at different periods of times. Also have like a time frame. Like for example, my very first one on my list right now every single day is I am an IFBB Pro by July 15th, Men's Physique overall winner at the Van Pro Am. So yeah, you saw I write that a lot because I just said that, but I literally write that every single day just so I could envision that goal. But also, I remember there was like a study or something that people who wrote their goals and who didn't write their goals, like some of them, but like I was like a lot big percentage of them was like 500% more likely to hit them, something like that. So I personally been writing down my goals for the last 2.5 years every single day, and my goals constantly change. But I personally feel like that helps out. For some of you guys, I also get some of my clients to do this, depending on what they're struggling with, is writing down their goals every single day. It's like I am, for example, like Justin. Oh no, he's not here right now. He was like, I told him to write down every single day because he was really struggling with the mindset and getting things done, sticking track on diet. I'm like, I am 180 pounds by June 1st, 2023. Right. So I'm gonna write that every single down, every single day. That's been helping over there. Also help some other people help with that. Affirmations, I wrote down three affirmations too as well. Is some affirmations is basically something like a powerful kind of statement. For example, like one of them I write down every single day is I'm inspiring others to be the best version of themselves. Second one is I am pushing myself beyond failure in the gym. I know it's a little cheesy. Another one too as well is I am, was it breaking records in my personal life or business wise, but also yeah, that's my last one. All right, so write down gratitude. I wrote down three things for gratitude too as well. So three things I am grateful for. And that kind of aspect, usually it's a different one every single day and refer back to the day before. Now, all this does is really kind of primes me up for the rest of my day itself because it's like a set base. That's why I'm going to tell you this. And this is also one of the topics requested. So write down three things I'm grateful for. After that, I look at my vision board slash meditation. I have like a little vision board on my wall, basically all my goals over there, physique, health, wealth, relationship. Also like where maybe I want to travel to or live to is all my board over there. And I kind of almost treat that like meditation. So I literally just look at that, put my phone away, 7 minutes, stare at my goals, stare at like there's IFB Pro card on there and like other things like that. I just stare at that to just really get it in my mind, really ingrained over there. And then also, while I'm doing my probiotics and like shots themselves, first thing in the morning, I actually put on podcasts, whether that's basically like it's more of like self-help podcast usually, or something like in the fitness kind of space. Or something like business-wise, like Alex Hormozi or something like that, or just like some other one where it's like successful people. I just play that while I make my shot and also do that things. And then I shut it off when I write down my goals and other such. And after that, post on my social medias every single day and get back to you guys, the clients, especially you guys. And then I update small little things as requested right away. Then after that, I eat and then content brainstorm because yeah, I have a lot of content posts every single day, so I've always gotta keep making fresh content, research that, and then I hit the gym. So that's kind of my morning routine over there, and I always do the exact same thing every single day, no matter what, and it really kind of helps me kind of prime up. So, all right, go to the comments over here. Recently got the wrist straps. You suggested help for deadlifts on heavier weights. Hey, love it, man. So absolutely will help you out, man, for the deadlifts over there, especially on the heavier weights. I personally could not figure out the life of me when I first got wrist straps. They were like the most frustrating thing ever. Once I got them figured out, I'm like, okay, these are the best things ever. So if you guys, let's say, have a hard time with them, I could show you things, but also I would say be patient because if you guys first use them, maybe it could get frustrating. I remember like I got them, I think as a gift, and I kept like throwing them away constantly and constantly, constantly. And I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna make the effort because I know I'm really being held back along my list. So I'm just gonna stick with it. Do you recommend wrist wrap straps for the bench? Wrist straps, no, because it's for pulling motions. But if you're talking about, there's two different types. One of them is more of like a cuff kind of thing. where it's like you can't really move your wrist, puts like that. The other one is all for like pulling motions. He's referring probably to the cuffed one because there's no point in dropping in trying to pull a bench press. I personally tried them before. Once, and I didn't like them at all. But if you guys have like really maybe like weak wrists or something like that, they could probably help you out. Other than that, no, right? I would just focus on really trying to have that bar more straight. Now, when you guys do the bench press, it shouldn't be like completely straight like this. It should be like a very, very slight bend kind of like this over there. Because you guys go like this, well, that's going to cause a lot of pressure on the wrist. Going to really hurt when you bench or press motions. But if you guys go like this, you guys be very unstable. So it's a very, very slight kind of like a motion like this over there. Hopefully that makes sense. All right. Any questions on morning routine? Drop that in the chat over here. Or if any of you guys have morning routines right now, drop it down in the comments down below, actually. I want to know if anybody has your own personal morning routine or if it's just like, I also brush my teeth and after I eat, by the way. So forgot to add them in there. All right. So with that being said, before I actually did a morning routine itself, I was kind of like all over the place and didn't really have like, I wouldn't feel as much the same because after my morning routine, same thing every single day. I'm always in like that same kind of like mental state because I know a lot of people, let's just say when they wake up, they're like, oh, I'm feeling great today. Or next day, it's like, oh, I feel like shit, right? So they have all these up and downs. But honestly, once I really started implementing my morning routine, like it's the same every single day, which is amazing. So if you guys are struggling with that or have those kind of days itself, I'd probably recommend maybe trying to implement a morning routine. Probably doesn't have to be nearly like mine or something like that. Just find what works for you, right? So with that being said, lastly, I'm going to go over recommendations for replacement exercise due to injury or equipment being used. So this one is, I think, Mark. I don't know. He's not here. All right, Mark. So this one is for him because he's a little bit injured now, I believe. I think he put this one down. If you guys are injured, well, that's a different kind of story in terms of replacement exercises. You want to avoid that area, right? So if you guys, let's say, had a shoulder injury, you probably don't want to do any like really pushing motions, right? So any bench press or any like shoulder pressing or really kind of anything that triggers that, like lateral raise and that forth, right? But you guys could probably do some pulling motions or some back exercises themselves, or maybe doing bicep exercise could help out a little bit because actually like a trick to your bicep can actually help out that shoulder too as well on that aspect, but also hitting your legs, right? Because your legs are nowhere near your shoulders in that aspect. Basically things that wouldn't kind of overlap that muscle. Like for example, when you do any pulling exercises using your back, right? Use your back muscles, on your bicep muscles. So avoiding kind of those two areas. Let's just say if you're biceps are stressed or your back was kind of injured, right? Or if you're for chest or pushing motions, if you're, your chest is hurt now or you tore a pec or something like that, probably rather move away from all your pressing exercises. Maybe you do some triceps though in that kind of aspect because you wouldn't be using your chest. You just got to make sure that all those exercises don't really kind of hit that area or just avoid completely. Just you working your lower body. So I do want to cover more towards the second question though. Let's just say if the equipment you have on your program is being used, what I recommend over there is going to your next exercise after that. So you guys all have a set exercises, sets, reps, all of them. Let's just say it was Smith bench press. That was your first exercise that's being used because a lot of, especially prime time, really busy, 5 p.m. might be used. Just skip to the next exercise over there. And then let's just say if that one's not being used, go to that one, do that exercise, and then cycle back around to the Smith machine incline. Like if you said it's open, go to that one. Now, if that's also being used once again, just cycle back around to the next exercise and then keep going down the list until you finish all your chest exercises. Because I wouldn't go to you have your three chest exercises at first and then you move on to like a shoulder exercise. Now, by the time comes, if you've done like the third chest exercise, your last chest exercise, and the Smith machine is still being used, I'd probably just switch it out for a similar kind of motion like that. Like I would just maybe let's do like a dumbbell bench press, like incline dumbbell bench press, working that upper chest, but still like a similar pressing motion, or like the barbell incline press itself, because I'd rather have, because most of you guys or all of you guys usually put down like a two muscle groups or something that you really want to kind of focus on in terms of the questionnaire and waiver. And usually those two muscle groups that you want to focus on when you guys filled out the questionnaire waiver are the ones that always have pretty much at the first starting your workout. And the reason for that is because you have the most amount of energy, which can allow you to push more weight for that specific muscle group, which can help you develop it more. So that's why I generally have them at the top. And that's why in this case scenario, I would just switch it out in that case for another chest exercise if that was really the case. But other than that, just move to the next exercise, cycle back around, still being used. Cycle back next one. And if that's still being used on top of that, switch it out for like a similar kind of exercise over there. So hopefully that kind of makes sense on that aspect. If anybody has questions on that, just let me know over there. But when you guys go for switching out equipment in that sense, or let's say, I'm going to say switching out the exercise because the equipment's not as relevant, is you always want to switch out like the back exercise for back exercise. And more particularly, like if it's a lat exercise, right? So it wouldn't make sense to switch out, let's just say, what do you guys like, a lat pull down, even though it says lats, it's actually more mid-back exercise. It wouldn't make sense to switch it out for like a barbell shrug, because one of them is going to be actually working more of like the traps and the other one's more towards like mid-back and a little bit of lats, right? So that's going to be a different example. All right, so it wouldn't make sense to switch out a bicep curl for a tricep exercise because that's not the same muscle group, right? So you want to target more towards that same kind of muscle group. So if you guys, let's say, do a dumbbell hammer curls, which is more in the brachialis form, also the biceps, you switch out the dumbbell hammer curls, which I wouldn't know why, because like the dumbbells are free over there. You switch up for like a rope hammer curl over there to kind of work that same kind of aspect. Hopefully that makes sense. All right. Now, if it's actually chest exercise, getting more specific, or let's just say, let's go shoulders, because shoulders are more specific. You have three heads to the delts, right? The front, lateral, and rear delts. If, let's just say, you're trying to work the cable raises, like cable lateral raises over there, they're being used, and that kind of aspect, if you were to switch it up and not go to the next exercise, you would switch it up with like a dumbbell kind of lateral raise, right? Because it's working that same shoulder or same part of that shoulder over there. So hopefully that doesn't make sense over there. Even for like the quads, or, you know, like if you guys work your leg muscles, you don't want to switch out like a leg extension for leg curl, because one's working your quads, one's working your hamstrings. You want to like switch that out for the quad based exercise, right? So as you guys learn, let's say, or feel those exercises, you guys can get a better kind of grasp of what to kind of switch it out kind of for. And now more particularly, even like the upper chest, if you guys want to switch out like an incline Smith machine barbell bench press, you could switch it out with a flat bench press, right? It's not the worst, but I'd rather switch it with like incline barbell bench press, more particularly because your program, it's targeting more of the upper chest. So hopefully that makes sense over there. It's like always trying to switch it out with the same muscle group, and more particularly if needed, more like the upper chest, the front delta, the lateral delta, more specifically even there. So that's like a step further. Hopefully that makes sense over there and gives you some more clarity in that aspect. Now, if it's actually a machine that you don't have in your gym at all, just let me know and I'll switch that out for you on my end, right? That's a different kind of story, because I know everybody has different kind of gyms over here. And that's one of the questions I ask in questionnaire waiver, because I just do a quick Google search, kind of see what it is. But sometimes I can't see all the equipment over there. And sometimes I just assume there's more kind of equipment because a lot of places don't have many photos and can't really see everything off the Google kind of search. That's why I do kind of ask that question, the question waiver, when you guys filled it out, by the way. So that is one of the reasons. All right, so that was it for the training today. I'm going to go.
Thank you guys for tuning in to the Live to Inspire podcast, the number one podcast for men in their 20s trying to lose weight and get abs the first time. My mission is to inspire others to be the best version of themselves through fitness. So if you guys are tuning into this episode and want to lose weight and get your abs showing for the very first time, then DM me the words abs on Instagram at KevinWu_. That is KevinWu_. And we'll have a chat whether or not I can help you out lose that weight to get your abs showing for the first time. That is the ending of today's episode of the Live to Inspire podcast. If you learned something today, then make sure to hit that subscribe button so you never miss out on an episode. Also, if you leave a written review on this podcast, that'd be greatly appreciated, because that pushes this podcast to more people just like you.